Today has been noticed on Hospital 314. Is there a debate? The question is, shall SCS for CS for Hospital 314 finance pass the Senate on reconsideration on the same legislative day? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Senator wish to change your vote. Senator Terrio from yes to no. Senator Wilton, yes to no. Senator Dyson, yes to no. Does anyone else wish to reconsider your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
16 yeas, 4 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for CS for House Bill 314 Finance has passed the Senate on reconsideration. Without objection, the roll call vote on the passage of the bill on reconsideration will be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Madam President?
Madam President.
I would like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill number 50.
House Bill 50.
And I'd like to ask that it be taken up the same legislative day.
Without objection. Notice of reconsideration has been given and a request for consideration on the same legislative day. Is there a debate? Question is, shall CS for House Bill 50 Judiciary pass the Senate on the same legislative day? On reconsideration, members may proceed to vote. Does anyone wish to change your vote? After the Secretary has locked the roll, Secretary, record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for House Bill 50 Judiciary has passed the Senate on reconsideration on the same legislative day. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the bill on reconsideration be considered the roll call vote in the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the passage of the bill will be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of the bill on reconsideration be considered the roll call vote on the court rule changes.
And without objection, the roll call vote on consideration of the bill will be considered the vote on the court rule changes. We have CS for House Bill 225 in second reading. Are there amendments?
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 325 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, we have advanced to third reading.
CS for House Bill number 325 Finance. An act relating to the Teachers and Healthcare Professionals Housing Loan Program in the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Davis.
I'd like to speak just a couple of minutes on this bill. It was originated in 2003 and it had a year's extension. It's been extended in this particular bill for another 5 years. They've also changed from just nurses and now making it healthcare professionals that will be eligible for housing. They feel that this has been a very good program, very few foreclosures. People are being able to stay within the communities where they are working or teaching, and they wanted to make sure that we allowed other people other than just nurses, RNs, get in on the program. So I don't know if anybody have any questions, but I do have some notes, and I'd be glad to answer them if I can. I would like to encourage you to vote for this bill. I do think it's a good piece of legislation.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Is there further debate? There being no further debate, shall CS for House Bill 325 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to reconsider your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 1 nay.
So yes for House Bill 325 Finance is passed the Senate.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote on the final passage of the bill shall be considered the vote on the effective dates clause. Effective date clauses.
And Madam President, could I rise to a point of information for the body? Just a friendly reminder that we really should have no communication whatsoever while a vote is being conducted, because it forces you as presiding officer to void the roll, and we don't have that much time left. So I would ask members to please be mindful of no communication or disruptions while a vote is being conducted.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on CS for House Bill 325 Finance.
Notice of reconsideration has been given.
Madam President, I would request that the vote be taken up on the same day.
And that request would extend to the same legislative day. Without objection.
I want to take it up at the same time.
Okay. Madam President. Without objection. We have House Bill 325 before us in reconsideration on the same legislative day. Is there a debate? Shall the Senate pass CS for House Bill 325 Finance on the same legislative day on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 1 nay.
And by vote of 19-1, CS for House Bill 325 Finance has passed the Senate.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on reconsideration of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
And without objection, the roll call vote on passage of the bill will be considered the vote on the effective date clauses. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 332, Finance, title amended by the House Finance Committee. An act defining an elementary school to include certain pre-elementary programs and relating to counting pre-elementary students in a school's average daily membership. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Davis Chair, Senator Elton. Signing no recommendation, Senators Dyson, Cowdery. The Finance Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Hoffman, co-chair. Senators Elton, Thomas, Higgins. Signing no recommendations, Senator Stedman, co-chair. Senator Olson. I have no amendments.
Move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 332, Finance title amended, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, we've advanced to third reading.
CS for House Bill number 332, Finance, title amended. An act defining an elementary school to include certain pre-elementary programs and related to counting pre-elementary students in school's average daily membership.
Third reading, is there debate?
Madam President, just briefly to explain that House Bill 332 adds a pre-elementary and Head Start programs to the definition of elementary schools, and this is for federal funding purposes only. It allows Head Start programs to apply for these federal funds. These pre-elementary students will not be included in the Department of Education's ADM counts. This will not put Head Start programs in competition with school districts for federal money. The Head Start programs will apply directly to the federal government for these subsidies. No state dollars are attached to the federal dollars, and it will not affect any portion of the department's funding formula.
Is there further debate? Senator Bundy.
I rise just to point out that while it's certainly appropriate we take advantage of all the federal dollars we can, particularly in education, federal dollars have a way of going away, and it's predicted they'll go away even more rapidly in the future. Once we've established this entitlement, there certainly will be an expectation that general fund dollars replace these federal dollars should they ever go away. Better just keep it in mind.
Thank you. Is there further debate? There's no further debate. So CS for House Bill 332, Finance, title amended, passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
CS for House Bill 332, Finance, title amended, has passed the Senate.
House Bill number 344 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to distribution of the Alaska Administrative Code and Alaska Administrative Register and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee referral was waived.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 344 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, House Bill 344 is advanced to third reading.
House Bill number 344, an act relating to distribution of the Alaska Administrative Code and Alaska Administrative Register and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? House Bill 344. There being no debate, shall the Senate pass House Bill 344? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Dyson? Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So House Bill 344 has passed the Senate.
House Bill number 366 amended by Representatives Crawford, Gardner, Grunberg, Kurtula, Dahl, Lynn, an act relating to an exemption from public disclosure of certain appropriations from the dividend fund relating to execution upon permanent fund dividends by civilian process servers using electronic procedures, amending Rule 89 Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure and providing for an effective date.
We are in third reading.
The previous bill, we didn't do the effective date.
On the previous bill, we have, 344, we have an effective date clause
to be
approved.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on passage of the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 366 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there a debate?
I need to read it. House Bill number 366 amended, an act relating to an exemption from public disclosure of certain appropriations from the dividend fund, relating to execution upon permanent fund dividends by civilian process servers using electronic procedures, amending Rule 89, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
Now, is there a debate? Senator Davis.
Yes, Madam President. This piece of legislation would allow child support money to be paid to children that have parents that might be in jail. While they're incarcerated, they do not qualify for a permanent fund dividend check. Those checks are put in a fund, and it offsets their bill for incarceration, and also it goes to public safety and Department of Correction. What this piece of legislation will do, there's about 5,000 people that are in prison that needs to pay child support. With this legislation, they will be able to draw part of the funds that's in this grant fund and give it to those children that need the money for child support. I think this is a good piece of legislation, and I encourage you to vote for it.
Is there further debate? There being no further debate, shall House Bill 366 amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So House Bill 366 amended has passed the Senate.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the passage of the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the court rule change.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the court rule change. Repeat, please. Senator Snodellis.
Madam President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 44.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 44.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration of House Bill 44 be taken up on the same legislative day.
Without objection, reconsideration on House Bill 44 will be taken on the same legislative day. Is there a discussion or debate? Shall the Senate pass CS for House Bill 44 Finance on reconsideration on the same legislative day? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change her vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for House Bill 44 Finance has passed on reconsideration on the same legislative day.
At ease, please.
At ease.
Information of the body to say that there will be further business before us this evening. But at this time, I would move that the Senate stand in recess until 5:55, when we will meet at 5:55 sharp in the House chambers for the joint session on confirmations.
And the call is lifted until after the joint session.
Madam President, the call is lifted until following the joint session.
That's correct.
When it will be replaced.
It will be replaced. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
We have CS for House Bill number 289, Fisheries, in second reading. And no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 289, Fish, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, it's advanced to third reading.
CS for House Bill number 289, Fisheries, an act exempting employers from paying unemployment tax for temporary services provided by fishing vessel crew members and related to emergency oil spill training and response activities and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? There being no debate, shall the Senate pass CS for House Bill 289, Fish? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So CS for House Bill 289, Fish, has passed the Senate.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
And without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert back up the calendar to messages from the House.
Without objection, we are under messages from the House.
Concur message dated April 12th. Stating the House passed CS for Senate Bill number 196, Finance Amended, with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Bill number 196, Finance Amended House, an act relating to establishing a controlled substance prescription database with a legislative letter of intent, and it is returned for consideration.
Senator Ellis?
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 196, Finance Amended.
Is there a debate?
Madam President.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you. And briefly, I just want to object and then withdraw my objection. I like some of the provisions that the House put in, and I will be a yes vote. But I just want to put briefly on the record, Madam President, you and I have discussed this respectfully, not personal at all. This is your bill. I just simply want to put on record some of my concerns so that the Board of Pharmacy will consider other members' thoughts as they're submitting their report to the legislature. Firstly, I am all in favor of getting controlled substances out of the hands of people who abuse them, whether they are doctor shoppers, whether they are people who are getting prescriptions to sell them to other people, and as it was stated in the other body, may end up in the hands of kids. So on the record, I'm all in favor of that. What makes me nervous and where I think we need to tread lightly and be very careful here is because we are interjecting ourselves as a state into the area of innocent citizenry. And it is, Madam President, I thought about the example of alcohol as one. Alcohol is a substance that is legal. We allow it in our society, but we have restrictions on it. And I thought about the scenario wherein every Alaskan who wanted to go and buy a bottle of wine to have with their family would have to somehow be then entered into a database and how they would feel about that. I then took it one step further and said, it isn't that we don't have problems with alcohol, because we do. And so I could come up with a lot of arguments and reasons why we would put that database together. The tremendous societal problems we have with alcohol, the abuse by children, all those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, I still would likely not support having innocent Alaskans who wanted to purchase a bottle of wine put into a database. And so now we're talking about controlled substances. They are legal. They're controlled. We require them by prescription. And it's a doctor and a patient that put that arrangement together. So my level of concern goes up even one more notch, because now the state is interjecting itself just for one brief minute into that room where the doctor and the patient are discussing their medical issues. And this particular database controls class 1 through 5. And there are some things I agree with, the OxyContins and some of those things that have been real problematic. I think I'm right there. And then I think about insulin, which right away reveals that someone is a diabetic. I think about Ritalin, which right away reveals that a minor is someone who might have behavioral and attention deficit problems, and I'm not sure then how I feel. Because the very fact that that innocent Alaskan is in a database with the name of that substance next to them suddenly reveals to me just a little bit about their medical condition. And I recognize, Madam President, that you have tried to approach this with tremendous caution, and I appreciate that, and I think the measures that the House put in that ask the board to identify how this information will be accessed, how it will be protected, and increases the penalties for those that would access it in the wrong way, give more comfort. But I just want us to think, as we go down these paths, that sometimes the end that we're trying to get to, sometimes the means don't always justify it, and we have to be careful about how far we encroach on innocent Alaskans' liberties.
So, else?
Madam President, I think it's important to put on the record some of the improvements that have been made to the bill as it's gone through the committee or the legislative process. The new version of the bill uses the word recklessly, so that if the person responsible for keeping the data confidential is reckless in allowing others to have access to the data, they could be found at fault. It also provides instruction that if a person feels their data has been inappropriately accessed, they should notify law enforcement. Requires that the Board of Pharmacy notify any individual if their data was improperly accessed. Includes the performance measures that are required of the federal grant to be mandated in the event that the federal grant goes away. This is a good program accountability measure. And finally, requires that the Board of Pharmacy provide a report to the legislature on the steps that are being taken to secure the database and identify how the information will be protected. All of these amendments amount to improved security of the database and individuals' information. So with that, I, along with the original sponsor of the bill, recommend a yes vote on the motion to concur.
Is there further debate?
Have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Come to order. Is there debate? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. As a prescriber of medication, I can understand what the lady senator from Anchorage was saying, that there is a danger that's going on there, but I think there's a larger problem that we're dealing with, and that's what we're trying to get our hands wrapped around, and no system is going to be perfect in this situation, because we are dealing with people with devious minds and people that are trying to, with all spectrum of personalities. So in light of that, I would say that this is the best we can do at this point with all the personalities and safeguards that we have out there. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to CS for Senate Bill 196, Finance amended? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
18 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to CS for Senate Bill 196, Finance amended. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, members have on their desk a special order of business citation honoring Senator John Calvert. And I move and ask unanimous consent that the special order of business be taken up at this time.
The citation is before us at this time.
Madam President, I move the special order citation.
I object.
You object.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
I object because we can't let this moment pass too quickly.
That's right. That's right. We need to extend this, right?
I would simply like to make comment about the senator from District O. I consider him the dean of the Senate, and he has certainly been our senior member, and a man that I greatly respect. He arrived in Alaska at the age of 20. He has spent 3 terms in the House and 2 terms in the Senate, has been in leadership. His humor is infectious. And, of course, of all the many things we can admire about the senator from District O, we'd have to say it would be Juanita. But other than that, we still like you, John, and appreciate you, and you will both be very missed. Thank you.
And you must take a moment to really read the point that is noted in the heart of the citation. And so, Senator Calvert, we wish you well and wish you all the best.
For the filing date.
Okay. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Wilkin.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused, not subject to a call May 8th through May 13th for personal business.
Without objection, you have been excused May 8th through 13th. Senator Dyson was standing first, and I'll get to you, Senator White. Senator
yes.
Dyson.
Congratulations on your bill, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well done. under Rule 48, I move and ask unanimous consent that we discharge from Senate Judiciary HB 301, partial birth abortion bill.
There is objection, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed the enlightening debate about this, and I'm having passed out to you Rule 491 of Mason's, and I've done some research about it, and I appreciated your comments in response to some of the folks that have emailed you. We have evolved a system here that I've been uncomfortable about since the start, and that's the immense amount of power that we give to committee chairmen. And a few of the times when we select our committee chairman, it was an exemplary process. Other times it's been part of a deal that to get all the people satisfied that it takes to bring together a team. And sometimes that hasn't always been the folks who are most qualified and the most knowledgeable in the field they're operating in. Although most of the time it's been very good.
Senator Dyson, I would respectfully request that you keep your comments to the motion.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting to.
The motion. Thank you.
So our legislature is selected to operate under Mason's rules, and I believe that 491 was put into Mason's rules for the very purpose that we are kind of this motion's about. And it is to stop one legislator out of 60 from being able to unilaterally stop a piece of legislation. And as you'll read here, Section 491, it allows the body to express its will and to move a piece of legislation when a particular legislative chairman of a committee has chosen, for whatever reason, and I think most of the time it's honorable, but has not allowed the bill to move. This is the mechanism that's a part of Mason's that was designed to allow the body to move a piece of legislation if the body wills. And so, you can read it for yourself,
But it's on that basis, on a very, very important issue, that I've moved that this bill discharge. And you'll read in the rules here that this debate and my comments are to be on the motion, not on the bill itself. And I'd only say this bill brings our law into conformity to the federal and outlaws one painful way of executing an unborn child. Thank you.
Is there a debate? Question is, shall the Senate discharge House Bill 301 from the Judiciary Committee? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Olson. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change her vote? Secretary will record the vote and tally the vote.
5 yeas, 15 nays.
And so House Bill 301 will not be discharged from committee. Mr. Further unfinished business. Senator Bundy.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused now subject to the call May 4th through 8th for personal business.
Senator Bundy, you will be shown as excused for those days. Senator Wagner.
May we have the pages to the front of the podium, please, Madam President?
Would the pages please come forward? Thank you. I'm so glad you thought of that.
Each year I try to do a little something for the pages. That's, a lot of you know I make jewelry. And so I'd just like to give you all a piece of jewelry and thank you very much for your service this year. You see, the boys get the boxes.
If I was really good, we're going to make him give it to
us. Or much shorter is that it? I count 2 minutes?
We have one more here.
There, that's where this one goes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you want to, you can swap them among yourselves. And if you don't like what you get and wind up with, you can come up off. I got a few more pieces there you can swap out.
Great.
Don't leave just yet. I do have to say, if I may speak from the chair, that this has been one of the most remarkable years in the lives of the senators in this room because of the standards that you have maintained all this year. I was amazed that from the first day the session began, it was absolutely seamless and calm, and I really appreciate all you've done. And I certainly think it shows how well educated and trained and ready for the world these people are. Thank you very much. Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, I would like very much to associate myself with your remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wilkin. It's a further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Okay. Oh, special orders. Well, they'll be at the end of the calendar. Okay, Senator Terrio.
Madam President, if I could, I believe the body to talk about legislative irony.
Legislative irony?
Irony. This morning, finally, Senate Bill, or House Bill 65, which was identity theft, passed the body, was sent back to the House, and so the piece of legislation is done. I, of course, have worked on that for a number of years. It's not the longest period of time that I've worked on legislation, but it was going on 4 years. Mm-hmm. And finally, I think a decent package was passed. There may be a need to make some modifications over the next couple of years. We'll see how things work. But as we debated a piece of legislation that was designed to protect Alaska's citizens' personal information and to keep that as confidential as possible, the final amendment that was requested to put the deal together was to allow confidentiality for the companies and the information that they submit to the state of Alaska. So isn't it ironic that the thing that ultimately the companies demanded of us is to give them confidentiality so that the stuff that they turn into the state is not subject to public scrutiny? I just find that ironic.
Senator Cherio, do you have an amendment concerning that subject? Are there further special orders?
If not, Madam President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Sunday, April 13th.
We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.